CPU COK's large increase to PG&E energization cost cap, written by David Krause, and read by an automated voice. The California Public Utilities Commission approved a plan to increase Pacific Gas and Electric's cost cap for customer energization projects in 2025 and 2026 by more than $1.5 billion. Despite acknowledging the utility did not provide data to support its forecast growth in energization applications during those years. The increased cap amounts are mountainous. PG&E can seek to recover costs for up to about $1.1 billion in 2025 and $1.7 billion in 2026 for certain customer energization projects, according to the decision. In a 2024 decision, the CPUC approved cost caps of about $619 million in 2025 and $669 million in 2026 for these types of projects. Increasing the cost caps will allow PG&E to complete additional energization work in 2025 if it is able to accelerate its energization activity or in 2026 if activities are delayed, the CPUC said in the approved decision. We all know that load growth today is looking very different than just a few years ago, CPUC President Alice Reynolds said during the August 28 voting meeting. Utilities are receiving more energization requests that require substantial electricity capacity. These requests are coming from industries central to California's electrification goals, EV charging infrastructure, high-tech campuses. The scale and speed of these projects is leading to the need for significant upgrades and on timelines the utilities have not historically had to meet, leading to delays and backlogs, Reynolds said. Commissioner Darcy Hauck voted no on the proposal, questioning whether the decision gives sufficient consideration to affordability concerns, specifically because it omits estimated bill impacts. This is a difficult case and requires balancing of critically important issues, Hauck said. When considering just and reasonable rates, we as economic regulators must balance many factors, including affordability. The proposed decision states that it cannot estimate the proposed bill impact due to not being able to calculate potential electricity sales, Hauck said. However, this has not been a barrier for the Commission in past decisions authorizing funds for projects and programs that result in increased sales, including in our general rate case process. There are real dollars that real customers will be paying once the work is performed, Hauck added. In other words, there will be real bill impacts to customers. I do not make my determination here lightly. Energization project costs include connecting new customers to the distribution grid, upgrading capacity for existing customer sites and building additional capacity for forecast load, the CPUC said in the 2024 decision. The CPUC is required to accelerate energization processes for investor-owned utility customers per Assembly Bill 50 and Senate Bill 410. External labor versus internal labor. PG&E needs to increase energization cost caps in part because it plans to hire external contractors for 45% of projects in 2025 and 2026, according to the decision. In 2024, PG&E projected 22% of work would be performed by external contract laborers. The utility estimates the cost for external contractors to perform energization project work will be about $137,000 per unit in 2025, compared with $67,000 per unit for internal labor, the decision says. There is not adequate time for PG&E to hire and train an internal workforce to complete all of the energization projects in its backlog in 2025 and 2026, the CPUC said in its decision. Another factor behind the cost cap increase, PG&E says it needs to spend about $74 million to increase customer outreach and improve customer notifications for its energization process over 2025-26. According to the decision, PG&E projected an 8% increase in energization applications in the coming years. However, the utility did not provide data that supported its forecast growth in energization applications over 2025-26, the decision says. Comparatively, from 2021 to 2024, PG&E's data showed a 1% increase in energization project applications, the decision says. The average time for large electric utilities to complete energization projects should be 182 days, according to the decision. While PG&E said the increased cost cap would translate into a 1.8% rate increase for an average residential customer, the CPUC countered that the evidence does not support this projected amount. The Utility Reform Network, or TURN, estimates proposed cost cap increases would cost $72.50 per year for a residential customer that uses 500 kWh/month. Energization project costs will be tracked in PG&S Electric Capacity New Business Interim Memorandum Account, or ICBIMA. PG&E can seek recovery of costs in this interim memorandum account only if the costs exceed what the utility was authorized to recover in its 2023 general rate case, the decision says. The CPUC will review PG&S costs tracked and recovered in its ICBMA in the utility's 2027 GRC. Energy efficiency goals set. At a voting meeting, the Commission also approved energy efficiency and energy savings goals for 2026 to 2037 for California's large IOUs. Energy savings goals are tracked in a metric called Total System Benefit, or TSB, which includes the lifecycle energy, capacity and greenhouse gas benefits of an efficiency or fuel substitution measure. The 2028 to 2031 TSB goal is about $1 billion for PG&E, $646 million for Southern California Edison, and $300 million for San Diego Gas and Electric. Today's decision reflects changes in efficiency opportunities and market conditions, including growth in fuel substitution, such as switching from natural gas to electric appliances, a decline in traditional efficiency measures in industrial and agricultural sectors, and a more rigorous cost-effectiveness threshold, the CPUC said in a press release.